Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, for your spiritual kickoff this week, we're going to be in the book of Ephesians. That's right. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. That's right, guys. This week, we're going to be talking about standing firm in culture today. So this scripture, let's unpack it a little bit. Let's see what we can learn from it to see how we can stand firm. And let's start off with, where is Ephesians? Okay. Need to know your Bible, guys. So I'm going to do this in every spiritual kickoff. We're going to talk about where these books are. So Ephesians, that is in the New Testament. Go to your Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Go past Acts. Go past Romans. Then you have 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Then Galatians. Then Ephesians. Okay. Now, Ephesians is only 6 chapters, but it's chock full of wisdom. Full of it. Look how it starts right here. Take up the full armor of God. Well, what exactly is the full armor of God? What is Paul talking about here? Well, he breaks it down for us. It's the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, your feet prepared with the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. And what exactly is the sword of the Spirit? That's the word of God. And lots of defensive items there, right? I mean, we got a breastplate, a belt, a shield, a helmet. All those things are to be on the defense, which is cool. But we do have one offensive weapon. And we don't need to forget that. Guys, we are at war with the spiritual enemy, period. God wants to prepare us for the battles that we will face. And guys, we're going to face those battles every day. And think about it. He calls it a uniform, right? Put on the full armor of God. And I pictured that as a uniform, like a knight wears. And think about baseball, your baseball uniform. Do you want a clean uniform? No, you don't want that thing clean. You want it to be dirty. You want to get in a game. You know, you need to show that, you know what? I showed up and I played. The worst thing you can do is come home after a baseball game with a clean uniform. Nobody wants that. Same thing with your armor. You don't want that armor to be clean. That stuff needs to look like it's been battle tested, because we have been battle tested, and you can overcome. You can be victorious, right? And we need to just lean into this. Get dirty. Satan's going to tempt us. We know he's going to tempt us. What's he going to tempt us with, guys? Three things: the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. We've already talked about that in several episodes, but that is real. But it tells us here that we can resist these things. We can. We have the power, not on our own. First of all, this is not on our own. only through him. But through him, we have it. And there's a power shift here. It tells us that we can stand firm. So what does that look like to you? What does it look like? Standing firm could just mean taking a stand. Do you stand with Christ? Do you stand against the world? Does the world know that you're a Christian? How do you show this to others? How do you show them? Is your fruit prevalent? The fruit of the Spirit, remind you guys of this, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, is that prevalent? Because if it's not, that may be telling you something. Because if you're going to extinguish the fiery darts, you need that shield of faith. You got to have it. And culture today resists faith. And they want you to do it by their own strength, right? We got to bootstrap it. We just got to push forward. Wrong. You got to push against that. You really got to push against that. In 1 Corinthians 16, 13, it tells us literally to be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong. I get it, guys. The world is going to throw haymakers. It's going to do it. Satan is going to throw them at you. The last thing he wants is a strong Christian man out there fighting. He doesn't want that. You are an opponent, and you're a good opponent. I'm telling you to resist. Put on your armor. Take a stand and fight. Because if you do, you will be victorious, and you're doing kingdom work. You're building the kingdom right now. By listening to this, if you're just fired up a little bit and it makes you pick your Bible up, dig into Ephesians, and get a little bit closer to God, you're winning the battle right there. But you have to act. You have to act. Remember, Satan is going to attack your family. He's going to attack your marriage. He's going to attack your career. He's going to attack. You can bury your head in the sand, or you can stand up, pull those shoulders back, realize that it's the power, through the power of Christ in you, you can be victorious. But you got to take a stand, and you got to get in the fight. And we can rest assured that the Holy Spirit, united with Christ, is in us. And when we have that Holy Spirit working within us, and we are in His Word, and that sword is sharp, oh, we can do some damage. So think about it like that. Is your sword sharp? Or is that thing dull? Has it never been taken out of its sheath? To just hang it. You know, when I get to heaven, I want my battle, my armor, to just look like, wow, you were in a fight. And you know what? I can only just pray that when that day happens, Jesus is going to look down and maybe I get a wink, maybe I get a fist bump, whatever that is. But it shows that, you know what? I didn't waste it. And I don't want you guys to waste it. You get one shot. That's it. You know, Eminem, great song, completely missed the mark, though. Get one shot to live for the kingdom. Get one shot to live for Christ. What is one person that you can impact right now? Maybe they don't know Jesus. Is it worth making yourself a little uncomfortable to save them from an eternity separated from God? I would think so. And as men of God, as Christians, as Christian men that are leaders, that want to be leaders, we have to embrace this fully, completely, all in. So think about the scripture. Therefore, and my joke whenever I read scripture with my daughters, if the Bible says therefore, you have to keep reading because you need to see what it's there for. So there you go. There's a little dad joke mixed on your spiritual kickoff here, guys. Therefore, take up the full armor of God. Take up the full armor. Doesn't say just sit it down the side. Take it up. Put it on. So that you, not me, not your buddy, not your kids, you will be able to resist in the evil day. Because the evil day is at hand. It is here. Look around. And having done everything, do all these things to stand firm. You can stand firm. I promise you. And you know why I can promise you? Because God's word, his eternal word tells us. And as Christians, as lions, we need to lean in on that. So stand strong in culture. You got a bucket. Put on your armor. and fight. So guys, this week, come on back on Wednesday. Powerful conversation. Not going to give you a lot of events of carrots out here, but I just want to tell you one thing. Let's just say it was a professional sports guy. He's also a guy well known in Home and Garden. I mean, this guy has done it all. Okay. And I'm gonna tell you what, powerful story, powerful message. It's gonna make us better. I want you to think about one question this week. What does the enemy look like in today's culture? What does it look like? Because he is sneaky. Remember, I mean, he's that wolf in sheep's clothing. You have to have your eyes open. You have to be ready because the attacks are going to come. Guys, I love you. I give you these spiritual kickoffs because we need that kick in the pants. We need that extra oomph to get going. So lean in. So guys, share this out with someone else. Go ahead and hit us up on thelionwithin.us. Check out the Bible study. Check out the blogs. Tons of new stuff out there. Hey, grab you a hat. Grab you a t-shirt. If you want to donate to us, donate to us. That supports the mission. Guys, we have bills too. We have things that are coming in every month. And we're going to keep pushing forward because this is what we are called to do. To serve you. To serve Christian men. So guys, check it out. Go to your phone right now. If you haven't done it, give a 5-star rating. Write a 2-sentence review. That's all you got to do. That one little act makes all the difference in the world because you know what? These algorithms from Apple and Spotify and all these other people, they look at that stuff. And the more reviews we get, the more positive check marks, the more 5 stars, the more people this could potentially get in front of. One of the biggest things you could do to support us right now. So again, go to thelionwithin.us. Check out all our stuff, guys. Join the Lion's Den. Seriously, the Lion's Den is growing. It's incredible stuff. We got some neat stuff coming up. We're going to be putting together to bring the Lion's Den together to help us grow even closer and even stronger. So you need to be a part of that. Promise you, it's not a bunch of spam. We don't have time for spam. Go to thelionwithin.us. Join the Lion's Den. Check out the Bible study, all the resources. Guys, thank you. Remember Ephesians. Go get that. Write this one down. Study it. Get it in your heart. Now go out and unleash the lion within. At The Lion Within Us, we discuss wealth a lot. And our sponsor at Investing for Beginners provides great resources for those wanting to take their knowledge of investing to the next level. Their monthly research e-letter is the best way to learn about the market and apply insight to begin growing your wealth. The newsletter tracks the founder's journey of managing a portfolio and shares how the decisions are made. For the beginning investor, this could be a great way to learn how to get started with investing from a company that is putting their money where their mouth is. I've been subscribing to their e-letter for quite some time, and it's something I look forward to every month, and I've learned a ton. They're a conservative group with an emphasis on a margin of safety. The Lion Within Us listeners can receive 15% off the monthly e-letter by visiting thelionwithin.us/IFB, that's Investing for Beginners, and using the promo code LION at checkout. That's thelionwithin.us/IFB, and use promo code LION to receive 15% off your monthly research e-letter. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.